This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Star Trek Beyond opens this weekend in nearly 4,000 theaters, and if you find yourself in one of them, you might be subject to one of the industry's anti-piracy strategies in action. Now, watch carefully for it. It'll be nearly subliminal, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The lights dim. The trailers roll. The annoying don't annoy your neighbor's message plays. And just before you're pitched into the world of the Enterprise, actor and co-writer Simon Pegg appears on the screen in a T-shirt on the set with people hard at work behind him.
We just want to say thank you, really, for coming out to the cinema to watch the film, for paying your money and sitting in the movie house and seeing it as we would love you to see it.
Thank you. Two small words with a bold mission to help fight movie piracy by reminding audiences that a lot of regular people make their livings making movies.
They think, oh, you guys are all rich. You're sitting in limousines, drinking champagne and eating caviar.
You're not?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Ruth Vitale is CEO of Creative Future, an organization that fights digital piracy. The thank you spots were her idea.
We tell people to come to the movies. We hammer them to, you know, with trailers and one sheets and commercials on TV, but never once do we ever say thank you.
She convinced AMC and some smaller theaters to play the thank yous, and studios, including Paramount and Disney, to produce them.
Now, okay, are we going to change people's attitudes about movies overnight? No, I don't think. I'm not naive enough to think that.
But a little gratitude could help. Michael Smith is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University and co-author of the forthcoming book, Streaming, Sharing, Stealing, Big Data and the Future of Entertainment. He says as far as stopping piracy, researchers have shown certain strategies do work.
I know that if you make piracy harder to consume, people consume less of it. I know that if you make legal easier to consume, people consume more of it.
A heartfelt thank you, he says, could be a valuable addition.
I think the more you tell the fans that, hey, they're real people who make their livelihood doing this, who deserve to get paid, some fans at least are likely to respond to that.
And even if they don't, thank you is always nice to hear. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.